Somebody who owns a field, and his field is surrounded by three sides, by somebody else's three fields, and the person who surrounds his field built a fence in between his three fields and the field that belongs to the person in the middle. The person who owns the field in the middle is not mechuyev to chip in for the expenses of the fence that the other person made, since this fence doesn't help him at all, since his field is still open on the fourth side. But if the person owned four fields that totally surrounded his field, and the person built a fence all the way around, then he would be mechuyev to chip in for half of the expenses of the fence, but only for half of the expenses of a cheap fence that is made out of reeds. If he made a more expensive fence, he wouldn't be mechuyev to pay for half of that fence. Now, even though we saw in the previous Mishnah that in a bika, a place where there are fields, if one person makes a fence, then the other person is not mechuyev to chip in for the expenses of the fence, unless we know for sure that this place is a place where the minig is to build a fence. The answer is, that's talking about a very high fence, a fence of Dalet Amos, which would stop the other person from seeing in. And we explain that in a Sadeh there is less hezekriya, there's not as much damage caused by the other person seeing in, since he is in his Sadeh less frequently, so therefore he is not mechuyev to chip in for a fence of Dalet Amos. But here we are talking about a small fence of 10 tefachim that is built just to stop animals from straying into his field. This type of fence is a fence that a person would have to chip in to help build this fence between his field and somebody else's field. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, im amad begadar es harviyas megavgan alav es hakol. Rabbi Yossi said, if one person has four fields that totally surround somebody else's field, and he builds a fence all the way around, then the person whose field is in the middle would have to pay for half of the expenses of the fence. Now, even though we said that the Tanakham also agrees that if the middle person's field is totally surrounded by somebody else's field and the person builds a fence in between, he has to chip in, the Tanakham holds he only has to chip in for half of the expenses of a cheap fence. Rabbi Yossi holds he would have to chip in for half of the expenses even of a more expensive fence, as according to Rabbi Yossi, the person can't say, for me it would have been good enough a cheaper fence. Instead, he has to chip in for half of the expenses of a more substantial fence. A wall that was dividing up a chater that fell down. Both sides are mechuyev to chip in to rebuild the fallen wall up to the height of 4 amos. This 4 amos is high enough to stop hezekriah, to stop people from looking into his chater. So therefore, even if the wall was originally higher than 4 amos, now that it fell down, neither side is mechuyev to chip in to rebuild the wall higher than 4 amos. If after the wall was built, one side claimed that the other side had not yet chipped in his share, we assume that the other guy did chip in his share, unless the first guy can bring a raya, can bring Adam, that are made, that he was tovea the other guy, that he made a claim against the other guy, and the other guy refused to pay his share. Otherwise, we assume that the guy has paid, and since this din is a din that everybody knows, that both sides are mechuyev to chip in to pay for the wall, so therefore it's not likely that one side would have gone ahead and paid for it out of his own pocket before he received money from the other side. We can't be mechayev either side to rebuild the wall at a height higher than 4 amos. If one side wanted to build the wall higher than 4 amos, and he paid for the extra height out of his own pocket, and after he paid for it, the other guy went ahead and built a corresponding wall of the same height near the first wall in order to build a ceiling on top of the two walls, even though he has not yet built the ceiling, he is mechuyev to pay for half of the extra height. And since he built a corresponding wall in order to build a ceiling from one wall to the other, obviously he did want the extra height, so he has to pay for half of it. The chesed shelo nasan, achi yavi raya shenasan. If after the second guy built the corresponding wall, so now he is mechuyev to pay for half of the extra height, and the first guy claims that he has not yet paid for half of that height, we assume that he did not yet give the money, unless he can bring a raya that he gave the money. At this din, that he is mechuyev to pay for half of the extra height after he built the corresponding wall, is not a din that everybody knows, so therefore we don't assume he would have paid for his share until the other guy brought him to Beis Din.